Welcome to those that are with us. We're continuing from where we last left off in the Sefer Meshivas Nefesh, Restore My Soul. In this section, it's based on the writings of Rabbi Nachman's main student, Rabbi Nosson Zal, his magnum opus, Likutei Halachos, and we're up to paragraph Hey, number 5 in Meshivas Nefesh, in Restore My Soul, which corresponds to Hilchas Tzitzis, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Tesvov, in Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Kol Maisei Ha'odom Heim Bizman U'Mokoyim. We human beings, everything that goes on in our lives is within the boundaries of time and space, or place. Anything that's happening in our lives whatsoever is happening either during the day, during the night, during the spring, fall, summer. It's within a certain time zone, and it's also within a particular place. At home, away from home, in the street, in this country, in our hometown, a different place. And these things definitely have bearing and affect how we function, how we succeed or fail, etc. Vishom ikar achizas hasitrachra. And when we talk about the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, being able to affect a person or what a person does, its effectiveness is based on a particular time or a particular place. We know, for instance, the Torah tells us that when the Meraglim, the spies, were sent by the Jewish people to check out the land of Israel, and unfortunately they failed on their mission. They came back with a bad report about the land of Israel, which resulted in the Jews crying, which resulted in Hashem inflicting upon us the penalty of Tisha B'Av, the sad day of Tisha B'Av, which was destined to be a day of sadness for the Jews throughout history. The Torah tells us that the time zone in which they went on this trip was already foreboding that it wasn't going to have good results, because that particular time when they left on the 17th day of Tammuz, they left on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and they returned on Tisha B'Av. Their trip was a 40-day trip. Those months are months that are designated as times of tragedy and turbulence for the Jewish people as a whole. We find an example of this in a place when Yosef HaTzadik meets his brothers in Shechem, in the city of Shechem, and that's where they end up selling him as a slave, etc., etc., or the incident with Dina that took place there. The Gemara points out that this city is a city that was destined as being a place of tragedy for the Jewish people. And we see even today, more than 1,000 years later, we know that this is a place, the cities of Shechem and Hebron are known to be places of killers, murderers. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us that we as human beings function within, Hashem has created us, where our lives operate within these boundaries, time and place. And these are called tzimtzumim, in Lashon Kodesh, or in Hasidic terms or Kabbalistic terms. Tzimtzum means a limit, a constriction. In other words, we're limited, we're confined, we're restricted to a particular place, to a particular time. And these things have bearing on how we operate. There are certain people who say, at night I'm not as strong as I am during the day. I know during the day I'm stronger, at night I'm more vulnerable to making mistakes. Some people, you know, on the simplest level, being able to physically see more clearly or less clearly, or be in good spirits. Some people say, I'm a night person, you know, I function better, I operate better at night, etc. And the same thing is, some people function better when they're at home, and some people know that they have to get out of the house. If they're left home, if they're staying at home, they can schlep around all day, you know, and waste time. Whereas if they're pushed out of the house, once they go out of the house, they're in a work environment, automatically, just the fact that they're in that kind of place motivates them and gets them to apply themselves better. Notice there are certain qualities that they have inside of themselves. The qualities are there. And it's a matter of which place you're in that has bearing on how well they're operating. Aval Hashem Yisborach hu kavyochol lemalo me'azman v'hamokoim. However, Hashem, the creator of the world, is above the concept of time and place. Hashem is not bound, confined in any way by time or by place. V'shom kuloi toiv v'ein shom achizas hasidrachra klal v'shom nimtak hakol. Therefore, when we conceive Hashem, obviously we're not talking about anything physical in any way, but the concept, the way the Torah gives us an understanding of Hashem, Hashem is not within, not confined in any way, not bound in any way, limited in any way by time or place. And therefore, we said earlier that the sitrachra, the forces of evil, they can affect a person based on time and place. Where Hashem is, there is no time or place. Therefore, there is no sitrachra. There is no evil inclination up there. There is no evil there. There, it's a concept of a place of all good. V'ze b'chinas im esak shomayim shomato. And this is why King David writes in Tehillim, in Psalms, chapter 139, no matter how high up I go, if I go up to the heavens, Shom Ato, you're there, Hashem. Meaning, if I leave the physical boundaries, the physical confines of this world that you're there, Hashem. You're above the world. And the Pasuk continues in that same chapter of Psalms, Yomim Yutzoru, you, Hashem, have created days. You have sliced up time into individual slices of 24 hours within a day, an hour 60 minutes, a minute 60 seconds, etc. V'loy echod bohem. However, to Hashem, they're all one. To Hashem, there is no difference between Sunday, Monday, by Hashem, it's all oneness. It all unites into one. This is something that the human mind can't understand, can't rationalize, because again, we're created and we function only within time and space, but we're told that the concept of spirituality, the concept of Hashem, is above that. The Torah gives us some examples of this even in our world. For instance, that the more you reach higher levels of spirituality, of holiness, the more you're not bound by space or time. For example, when the Jews would visit the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, on Yom Kippur, there would be 600,000 men standing within a small area. And the Gemara tells us they had room to bow, to actually bow down, prostrate themselves, even though if you figure it out on paper, if you try to calculate it mathematically, there isn't physically enough space. And yet we're told that that location, that site, was on so high a level spiritually that it wasn't bound by the limitations, by the normal human limitations of space. Hainu she'ein shum mokoim uzman Livroyach ulisyaish chas v'sholam yashem yisborach. Rav Nosson Zal tells us there's another message in this. We're being told by this statement in Psalms that if I go up to the heavens, Hashem, you're there. And within time, it's all one to you. It means there's no place or time to escape Hashem. Now, as normally a person says, in a certain situation, maybe with time my thing will be forgotten. You know, I did something wrong to somebody and time will heal. Or a person would say, I'll run away, I'll go there, and there I won't have the problem. Or, you know, whereas by Hashem, there is no concept of escaping from Hashem by time or place. Ki kol hamekoimoy sheboilam hem etzloi, because all places of the world are all within Hashem's sphere, within Hashem's ballpark. V'hu mechayes kol hamekoimoyis v'hamadregoy sheboilam. Hashem is the one who is giving life to all places and all levels of the world. V'chein l'inyan zman, the same thing is true regarding time. Hashem is the one who controls time. He's not bound by time in any way. person says there's a concept of a statute of limitations, you know, in certain things, where even though the law has a certain strength, a certain power, its power is limited by time. It's bound, it's restricted. The law, as powerful it is only effective for 3 years or for five, in certain instances. Hashem is not bound by time or place in any way whatsoever. And therefore, V'alkein, b'chol zman u'b'chol mokoim yecholim limtzo yoysi yizborach. A person has the ability to find and connect to Hashem at all times, in all places. There's no concept of saying that this isn't really a good time to connect to Hashem, or this isn't really a place, that in this place I can't connect to Hashem. There is no such thing. Ki hamokoyim bechloloi v'chein hazman bechloloi hakoyel hume Hashem yisborach. Because time and place are all from Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, al yedei tshuva, when a person repents. Repents means a person makes a decision to come close to Hashem. A person who was distant from Hashem in any way, for any reason, when that person makes a serious decision and a commitment to come close to Hashem, yecholim lehiskarev olav yisborach, the person has the ability to come close, velalois lemalo mehamokoim vazman, and thereby outgrow and come out of the limitations of space and time. Because of the fact that Hashem is above time and place, when a person makes a decision to repent and come close to Hashem, they have the ability to outrace time, to make up for lost time. The person would say there's a concept that I've lost so much and so much time, you can never make that up. When we're dealing with Hashem, that can't be the case, because Hashem himself is beyond the concept of time. So therefore, to the degree that I'm making a connection with Hashem, and I'm coming closer to Hashem, I'm coming closer to not being able to be hurt in any way by time or by place. Same thing. If a person finds themselves in a place which isn't really that great a place for spirituality, but yet the person in their own mind and heart realizes that doesn't matter. Hashem is so great. I know that Hashem is here also. Hashem isn't only in the Beit Knesset. Hashem isn't all. Sometimes it's easier to connect to Hashem there when everybody's davening and when they're singing and when it's Shabbos and you're dressed in your new clothing, you know. But the reality is that Hashem is everywhere. And even though I'm not wearing my best clothes now, and I'm not in my holiest, Hashem is here now. A person really believes that and wants to make that connection, they can go out of the boundaries, the limitations of time and place, and make the connection that they need to and that they want to Hashem. Just as we know, for instance, Shabbos. Shabbos is something that has technical laws related to it. You're not allowed to do this, and yet in many ways we have the ability to take part of the weekday and spread Shabbos over it. We can't do this. This has its limits, but there is a concept of taking part of Friday and adding it to Shabbos, so that we're drawing some of Shabbos into the weekday by lighting candles a little bit earlier than the technical time, you know, within what you're permitted to. Same thing is true when Shabbos technically has ended. A person has the ability and permission to extend it for a half hour, for an hour, where they're taking something, a certain time of holiness, and a holiness that's found within a particular bound, within their time, and they're saying, I believe that I have the ability to extend that even outside its normal boundary. Because of the fact that it's holiness, it can be brought into the outside area. And in fact, the Gemara tells us that a Jew, for example, who starts shopping on Thursday morning to prepare for that Shabbos, for the Shabbos that's coming, that person starts feeling some of the holiness and some of the goodness of Shabbos. They can start experiencing that already from Thursday morning, you know, when they're starting to shop. The next paragraph, paragraph Vav 6 in Hishtaphus in Meshivat Nefesh, restore my soul, corresponds to Hilchas Tefillin, Halacha Hey, Ois Vav. In Likutei Halachos, it's the laws of Tefillin, chapter 5, paragraph 6. Here, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Neged kol habilbulim v'hatayvois v'machshovois rois v'zorois horoit v'machrodom u'mevalvam loisoi b'chol eis u'befrat b'shas hatfila. Regarding the confusion and the evil desires and the bad thoughts or the extraneous thoughts that pursue a person and confuse the person, disturb the person at all times, especially when a person wants to daven, when a person's in shul, they're trying to daven shachris or mincha ma'ariv, and they know that they're in conversation with Hashem, a meeting with the King of Kings. If there's any time a day that I'd really like to be focused, and I'd really like to be thinking solidly about what I'm saying, it would be during the time that I'm speaking to Hashem. And yet, Rabbi Nachman tells us that one of the words for prayer is the word Tehila. Tehila l'David. Tehila means prayer or praise of Hashem. And the word Tehila is the exact same letters as the word Tohola, which means confusion, bilbulim. Because he writes that most Jews experience the greatest degree of confusion, of tumult in the brain, specifically at this time when they'd want to be concentrating most. And the person suffers from this. This troubles the person and bothers the person a great deal. The most important thing is for the person to be patient. To be patient, which means to have faith. Hainu sheyeloi emuna shleima b'Hashem Yisborach ubetzadikim uksheirim amitiim. This means we're talking about a person having faith and trust, complete trust in Hashem, in tzaddikim, in righteous people, and to be firm in his service of Hashem, not to let anything in the world get him down, and not to let it bother him. And not to allow himself to get short-tempered, nervous, from any of this stuff going on, any of this bombardment of outside thoughts that happen to the person throughout the day in general, where he's being bothered or troubled by certain things, and especially when it happens to him at a time like when he's davening. Meaning, whereby the Eitz Zahara, by doing this, the person's evil inclination, by bombarding him with these kinds of thoughts, is trying to get the person to give up, and trying to get the person to feel as if there's no hope. I see, even when I'm trying to be good, even when I'm trying to do the right thing, look at this, you know, my mind is one big mess. Because the correct way to deal with this is to ignore it completely. And to be very, very firm and strong and stubborn in your commitment to what you're doing, to the path you've chosen, to do the right thing. Because there's no such thing in the world as a Jew giving up on themselves, giving up on their attempt to do the right thing. And no matter what, even if you've already experienced this same exact problem repeatedly, again and again, this same bad thought that keeps coming back, or this same type of mistake, still, the correct attitude for a Jew is to know that there's no such thing as giving up on yourself. And the person has to be strong and determined and to start fresh every time. And to be very careful not to allow himself into slide into a feeling of that I'm getting too old for this. I've done this. This has happened to me too many times. It's too long. I'm waiting too long, you know, to achieve my success in Yiddishkeit and coming close to Hashem. Ki kol hanafilois sheboilam heimibchinas zikna de sitrachra, because all of the falls that people experience, all of the cases where people fail in Yiddishkeit, it's because of this problem of zikna, of the sitrachra, where the person feels old. They're feeling old, they're tired, they're too much. This has been going on too long for too much. Shenidme beinov shekvar nizkan b'chatov v'maisov shirogel bohem, whereby the person starts thinking, I've been doing this for too long, it's been going on for too long, there's no way I can change at this point in time, I've been in this mess for such a long period of time, I'll never get out of it. To the point where the person starts believing that they'll never be able to extricate themselves, to get themselves away, to escape completely from the things that are bothering them, the things that are troubling them, whatever it is, their weaknesses in faith in Hashem, their weaknesses in faith and confidence in themselves, you know, etc., etc. Whereas the truth is, a Jew must believe and realize that every single day and every single hour, a person has the opportunity and the ability to start fresh, to be a brand new human being, a brand new Jew. Ki Hashem Yizborach Oiseh Hadoshos B'chol Yoim, because Hashem actually creates the world anew every single day. Ve'ein Shor Doimel Chaverto, and no 2 hours, no 2 moments are the same. Every minute is something brand new, with new possibilities, with new inventions, new creations. We know, we see on the simplest level, in certain fields of technology today, whether it be electronics, cameras, we know that there are research teams working all over the world, and every minute there are new things being conceived, there are new things being created, there's a new model car that's coming out, a new engine, a new computer, a new this, a new that. This is on a simple, on a physical level. On spiritual levels, it's much, much more so the case that no 2 moments are the same. Hashem, this is part of the greatness of Hashem, that Hashem is new every minute, and Hashem makes the world new every minute. Our physical eyes sometimes can't see this. For instance, we look at the sun or the moon, it looks to us as if it's stationary. But we know, you look, over a period of an hour, you'll see very clearly that it's moved from here to there. You know, it's moved a distance of thousands of miles. You know, same thing. An airplane, a person sitting in a plane, it feels to them to a degree as if they're not getting anywhere, they're not going anywhere, when in reality they could be traveling thousands of miles. And to them, you know, what do you mean? I haven't experienced, I've been sitting here for the past 10 hours, nothing's happening. You have no idea what's happening. You're traveling from one part of the world where the temperature is X to another part of the world where the temperature is B, you know, a different extreme completely. And these are just minor examples of the incredible changes that are taking place constantly within time and place, that a person who isn't made aware of this, doesn't know, doesn't realize it. And the Torah wants us to be aware of this and realize this, because this is part of my motivation and inspiration, not to get bogged down with yesterday or last year. There is no last year. Last year is thousands of miles behind. You're in now. You're in the present, and the present is going to become the past in another minute if you don't lock it up, if you don't grab something good. This moment, a moment later, you lost it. You can't put that good anymore into that slot. There's a new slot in front of you, which is the minute, you know, the minute that's up ahead. And this is part of what has to give a person the motivation to want to live every minute, to want to make every minute something important, a home run, something special. Because again, it's only when it's right in front of me that I have the chance to put something in that box. The next second, it's past me, and there's a new box. There's a new slot there. Therefore, a person has to be encouraged by this and to start fresh every single moment. And at times, a Jew is going to find that within one day, they have to be prepared to make a new beginning several times. Because again, when they first started the day, they were feeling good and motivated. And then something came and pulled the rug out from them, and they fell. And they're in a bad way, in a bad mood. And then the person has a choice. That moment of saying, oh, forget, I lost the day. The day's gone. Why? Because at 9:35 in the morning, something went wrong, and that's it. Or saying, what am I, nuts? At most, I've lost this minute. 9:36 a.m. is something completely different from 9:35. Just because I heard a piece of bad news, terrible news, or something bad happened to me, or I said something wrong accidentally to someone, and I hurt the just because that happened 9:35, that doesn't have to have any bearing whatsoever on what I'm doing at 10 a.m. 10 a.m., I could be in a completely different place, in a completely different frame of mind, and I could be scoring tremendous points, whether it be in a marriage, in all kinds of circumstances that people that are in, where something goes wrong, something isn't going their way, or something goes wrong, and that's it, I lost my life. Forget it, you know, it's all over for me, or at least I've lost this year, or this month, or this day. And Rabbi Nachman is teaching us that that's not the Jewish way. And even if a person at time experiences extended periods of time where things aren't going so well, the person has to always try to remind themselves about Hashem at all times. And to put behind them whatever has happened till now, and to try to start right now, brand new, doing whatever good I possibly can do. And not to pay any attention whatsoever to things that are troubling him or things that are getting him down. All of this is an aspect of a person taking a deep breath sometimes. When a person is frustrated and things are, and the person has to take a deep breath, and that gives them the ability to start again. When a person is very upset, nervous about that, and they take that deep, deep breath and hold it, and then when they breathe out, now I'm a new person. I'm not the same person that I was a moment ago. Shetzorech laharech ruchoi, lavor al kol habilbulim vamenios. Person has to do that at times in order to pass over, to get by the disturbances, the turbulence, the obstacles. Vilivli listakel al shum dovor, and to ignore all of it. Vloy tiktza ruchoi mikol ma shoivor alov, and not to let himself get nervous, get upset, get short tempered by what he's going through. Rak yischazek b'Hashem yisborach b'chol ma shiuchal, but rather to hold on to Hashem to whatever degree you can. Ki Hashem Yisborach mole rachmim b'chol eis, because Hashem is full of kindness at all times. As we say, v'chazdei Hashem lo yisamnu v'lecholu rachmov, that Hashem's kindness is never used up. It's never, that it's gone, it's lost, I can't connect to it anymore. The next paragraph, paragraph Zion 7, in this section of Meshivas Nefesh, continues within Hilchas Tefillin, of Likutei Halachos, chapter 5. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Kol ha-hisrachgus shel roiv ho'ilam eshem izborach, hurak machmas nefilois v'chalishus hadas. The fact that the majority of people that are not strong in their religiosity, in their spirituality, in their happiness with Hashem, in their desire to grow in religion at all times, is because of the upsets that they experienced, different times that they fell, and things that happened to them that caused them to lose confidence either in Hashem or in themselves or in tzaddikim. Kirubam hisnasu kamapomim, because the majority of people were tested many times. V'hischilu b'avodas Hashem, many of them started, they made a start in trying to improve themselves in religion, trying to be better people. V'yachar kach noflu l'mashe noflu kol echad k'fina filosoi, rachmono l'tzlan. And then afterwards they experienced some type of a fall, some type of a setback, a serious setback. Uktsosom hisoyru l'haschil oidapam, oikamapamim. Some of them were able to start again, and some of them started over even several times. Aval achar kach kishero shafal pikei noflu achar kach al kei nisya shubatzmam. However, once it happened to them a certain number of times, most people end up giving up, quitting, and assuming that either it's not for me, or in this generation, it's not possible. It's not possible for a person to be that type of a spiritual person. However, the truth is, this is all the work of the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. Rabbi Nachman refers to him sometimes as the word Baldovar. Baldovar is a nickname for the Yetzer Hara, or the Satan, or the evil inclination. That's another term for him. Shehu Zokin the Sitrachra. He is known as the Elder. The Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, goes by the title Old. Kinikra Zokin Uksil. Because we know that in Koheles, the book that was written by King Solomon, I believe it's called Ecclesiastes, something like there, in one of the paragraphs, he speaks about the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, a person's good inclination and bad inclination. And the evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara, is referred to as a Melech Zokein Uksil, an old, foolish king. That's the term, that's the title he goes by, old. Because this is what he's all about. He tries to make people feel old. I'm too old for this. I'm too old to be starting again. I'm too old, you know, to be able to be resilient, to bounce back, to start again, to keep trying. As if I've already become used to, and this, you know, this is my way. I can't get out of it. I can't change. However, in truth, this is not the case. Because every single day, a person is new. Brand new. He is not the same person he was yesterday. Just as our rabbis have instituted in the blessings that we make when we get up in the morning, we make a bracha, Shelo Asani Goy, Shelo Asani Oved, Pokeach, that Hashem has created me as a Jew. Hashem has opened my eyes. I'm not a slave. I'm not. Those blessings which imply that we're dealing with something new. If I were the same person I am yesterday, why repeat these blessings? Hashem created me once and that's it. The reason why, in fact, we make these blessings on a daily basis is because on a daily basis we are not the same people we were yesterday. Even though, again, in a child, you see this actually. You see, yesterday he didn't have a tooth, and today suddenly a tooth appears on the scene. And yesterday, on an older person, yesterday this hair was black, today it's gray, today it's what? There are changes. The person, these are tiny, tiny reminders on a physical level to tell us that you're not where you were yesterday. You're not the same person you were yesterday. And therefore a Jew has to be encouraged at all times. And that the attitude should be as if I was just born today. And if today I just sign my name on the dotted line, agreeing to be loyal to Hashem, agreeing to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. Today is my first day. And when a person is doing something for the first time and it's their first day, most normal people are giving it their best shot. At least that for, when, if a person feels, I'm in this a week already, I'm in this a month already, I've been doing this for 10 years already, then for some people it's quite hard to be giving it your best and to be doing it with a real good attitude. But if the person is thinking that it's new today, new car, brand new car, brand new bicycle, brand new, something brand new, you use it in a different way completely. If we are new, where is sin? Number one, a new person can commit a new sin, can commit sins today, nothing to do with yesterday. And in addition, even though we are new, this depending on where the person is at, the words we're speaking now are giving encouragement to a person when the person's feeling down. When a person's feeling down and weak, and the Yetzirah is trying to get that person to think of yesterday's sins as a way of taking away the person's motivation and inspiration from being good today, to that person we say, don't think about yesterday. Forget, yesterday's gone. Yesterday's erased. There's only today. There's only today and tomorrow. When a person is feeling strong and good about themselves, and they are motivated to do what they're supposed to be doing today well, to such a person, sometimes we can tell them, you should know that a Jew not only has the ability to score points for today, but if you're extra good today, you have the ability even to correct yesterday and last year and a previous lifetime. That can be said to a person. That can be a person's consciousness when they're feeling strong and powerful and motivated and inspired. But a Jew needs to know that they do have the ability to go back and... But when a person's feeling weak, or when the person's Yetzirah is trying to get him bogged down and feeling down and heavy by getting the person to think about all the yesterdays, you know, yesterday's mistakes and yesterday's faults, that for that person, there's a mitzvah to forget about yesterday, not to think about yesterday at all, only to think about the fact that they're new for today. The next paragraph, paragraph 8, Ches, in Meshivas Nefesh, Restore My Soul, is still corresponding to the chapter in Likutei Halachos of Hilchas Tefillin, chapter 5, paragraph 9. Rab Nosson Zal tells us, Hashem Yisborach v'toirosoi hu ein soi v'ein tachlis. Hashem and the Torah are infinite. U'kemoi she'ein aliyah bo'ilam l'fi gedulosoi Yisborach ki gavoya me'al gavoya. And just as, if somebody were to ask, by my advancing myself a couple of levels, have I shortened the gap between me and Hashem? The answer is ridiculous. Hashem is infinite. No matter how high you go, Hashem is still billions of miles past you. You know, an infinite levels above you. Kemoikein, similarly, ein yurida bo'ilam. A person also cannot say that I've moved so far away from Hashem. I'm so distant from Hashem. Ki b'chol ha-yurido is chas v'shalom, yesh yurida garua b'yoser. Because no matter how far you've fallen, there's much, much further down to go. There's infinite levels up and down. U'me'achar sh'yesh yurida garua mizu chas v'shalom, tzorech l'ischazek levli lipol yoser chas v'shalom. And therefore, that being the case, hold on to your ground where you are, because if not, if you're going to allow yourself to keep sliding and falling, you could keep going much, much further down. So if you're feeling like you've fallen a lot, grab hold of yourself or grab hold to the banister where you are and hold on over there. Hold your ground there. Ve'ikar ha'ischaskus hu b'koyach ha'tzadikim ha'gdoilim shelo yomdu lo'ilom al madrego achas ve'olu b'chol pam yoyser va'filu. And the most important thing that can hold a person when a person's in this type of mode is the awareness of the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim being those righteous people who don't allow themselves to stay in one place, you know, for 2 days in a row, or even for 2 hours in a row, but rather, even vafilu kishigiyu lamadrega gavoya shebemadregois. These tzaddikim, these righteous people, even when they've reached the highest of levels, afilu lamadrega elyoinav anayroa moed, even tremendously high and awesome levels of spirituality, of purity, of goodness, afal pikein loy histapku esatzman bozer. They never considered it enough. They never stopped. Voimrim, they say to themselves, Halay Hashem Yisborach ein soif. Hashem is infinite. Umi yoidea ma sheyecholim bozeh oilam lahasigoid. That being the case, who knows how much more I still have the ability to travel while I'm living, while I'm still alive. Even if I've climbed many, many levels, there's obviously much more to go, and I can keep running and running. Alkein he maschilim b'chol pam echodosh. Therefore, these tzaddikim are always starting fresh. At shebeemes boim b'chol pam lo magdrego gavoya yisera moed v'chein loylam. And therefore, thereby, they're always achieving new levels, new heights, going, getting closer and closer to Hashem in greatness. Alkein b'koyach tzaddikim elu. Yesh tikvo l'chol hanoiflim, ve'in shum yish boilam klal. And it's therefore, based on the strength of these types of tzaddikim, there's hope for every Jew, and there's no such thing as giving up. Ki afal pi shenidme lo shmeirida kazois yefshel alois chasashon. Because even if it appears to a person that I've fallen into such a rut, into such a bad place, such a low place, that I can't get out of it, who has any idea, any conception of the kindness of Hashem? Because Hashem has a level of kindness that's so powerful that it has the ability to get me out of even this ditch. You talk about a person who runs into financial problem. One person runs into financial problem where they owe out $10,000. And for that person, that looks like a lifetime problem. It'll take me 25 years to save up $10,000, you know, besides what I need to live on. You got another person whose problem is $250,000. And let's say the person has the $10,000 problem, a good friend comes over to them, and they see them despondent and upset and frustrated and depressed. And he says, what's troubling? He says, what's troubling me? Catastrophe. You know what happened to me? I made a mistake, and it cost me $10,000. You know what that'll do to my family? You know what that means? I could never go out to eat again in my life. I could never, I'll have to, every penny of my savings for the next 25 years, maybe I'll save up $10,000. And the person says, what are you talking about? You know this guy, Joe Goldstein, our friend? You know, he once ran into a situation where he owed out $265,000. And he met this guy, and this guy heard about the problem, and he said, no problem, watch this. And the guy lent him $500,000, $268,000 to wipe out the debt, another $240,000 to set him up in a business, and within 6 months he was rolling again. He forgot, it was like it never happened. So we see again, it's all a matter of levels. And if a person perceives Hashem's kindness as being limited to 10, if Hashem will limit it in any way, then 10,000, maybe 10,000 is the limit. And once you fall beyond, you know, to 11,000, can't help you anymore. But we know Hashem's kindness is infinite. And it doesn't matter whether it's 10,000 or 268,000 or 290 million. Hashem is unlimited in his ability to be able to reach down and help the person. V'chol tzoko tzoko shetzoyek afilu b'shoel tachtiyos einei nevad lo'ilam yeich sheyeh. And whenever a person cries out to Hashem, even if they're in the lowest, lowest place, the fact that they cried out to Hashem is something special, and that never, ever goes lost. Ki hatzadikim anal masigim. Because these tzadikim, who we mentioned earlier, who are always reaching new heights, they achieve the understanding, shekemoy shein aliyah lo'ilam, that just as there's no concept of going too high in spirituality because it's infinite, so too there's no concept of a person having fallen too low where they're beyond help. They can't be helped. The reality is that this is all one. Ki kol ma shehatzadik oyla lamadrega gavoya yoser umasig yoser gedulas Hashem. Because the more a tzaddik rises in understanding the greatness of Hashem, the more he understands Hashem's kindness. Because Rav Nosson Zal shows us that in Kabbalistic terms, the term gedula, which means greatness, is synonymous with chesed, kindness. Because we know that when the Torah lists the attributes of Hashem, in some places it refers to them as chesed, gevura, tiferes, and in some places it refers to it as gedula, gevura, tiferes. So that gedula is synonymous with chesed. When we talk about how great Hashem is, we're referring to how kind he is, and how much he's able to help the person who's down. And therefore, these tzaddikim who are always climbing, because no matter how much they learn, no matter how much they advance, they always believe there's more. There's much more out there. I know Hashem is much greater than my perception of him at this point. It's those tzaddikim that have the respect for Hashem, and they realize Hashem's greatness in his ability to reach down, down, down to the person who's in the lowest place, and still lower, further down than that, and be able to lift that person up. V'yalkein, b'emes, afilu aktanim b'mayla moed, and therefore even the lowest people, afilu im noflu l'rishus gomor chas v'shalom, even if they fell into actual serious sins, afal pikein, kol zman sh'aneshoma b'kirbom, kol zman sh'ichin lozazoy b'ever echod, as long as they're still breathing, as long as they can still move an organ of their body, tzrichin l'hari chapom, they have to take a deep breath, have to be patient, veruchom uletzapois liyeshua tomer, and to hope for Hashem's salvation, ulezgaber lahaschil b'chol pam mechodosh b'chol ma'ashiyachoylem yeshia, and to always be ready to start fresh, make a new beginning, ki ein shum tnuah digdusha v'lo shum anochot tzoka v'kisuf digdusha neved klal oylem, because there's no such thing as any ounce of effort that a person puts into trying to be good, trying to come close to Hashem, that goes lost. Ki lo yiznach lo oilom Hashem. Because Hashem will not remain angry at us or distant from us forever. Ki rabim rachma v'chasodav adein soivein tachlis. Because Hashem's kindness is infinite, no bounds. We'll hold it here for now.